The Star Gold Coast Casino license decision delayed to March 2025. The Queensland government has delayed its decision regarding the suspension of the Star Gold Coast's casino license and set a new deadline for March 31, 2025. In a statement released on Friday, officials explained that the postponement was necessary to address how the business is fixing a litany of problems in response to concerns raised by the Chris Foley government. License suspension delayed for a second time. Initially, the Star Gold Coast's license suspension was scheduled for December 20, 2024, with a planned 90-day suspension period. Earlier this year, the government announced a delay in the suspension, extending it to December 20, while retaining special manager Nicholas Weeks until December 8. Now, Weeks' role has been extended further to June 30, 2025. The Queensland government explained that this extension was due to the independent advice provided by Weeks and the progress the Star has made so far. The authorities stressed that it is important to thoroughly evaluate the Star's updated remediation plan, and the extended timeline will allow Weeks to remain central to monitoring the company's progress. Report to be published in March 2025. According to Attorney General Deb Frecklington, a comprehensive report by the special manager, along with the government's assessment, will be published after the March 2025 decision. Quote, "This government has been clear in its expectations of the Star, and will not allow the Star Gold Coast to keep operating as a casino at the expense of integrity, our government's high standards, and community safety. We recognize this may place pressure on the Star, however, the remediation actions must be its urgent priority. There should be no assumption that there will be any further deferrals granted to the Star, and any failure to meet milestones may result in the Star Gold Coast casino license being suspended." Deb Frecklington, Queensland Attorney General. Areas being examined include the Star's progress in cultural reform, promoting safer gambling, improving risk management, preventing financial crime, and strengthening governance practices.